we will start and not finish today. But meanwhile, we'll try to have a scholar. Okay. Okay, Tosfos Dibur HaMaschil V'Hilchasa Kavase D'Rabba V'Ara. We have the Gemara bringing a hachra of the machlokes, weighing in on this machlokes between Rabba and Rav Yosef. A machlokes having to do with a case of karka and a case of zuzi, a similar type of a situation. The toveya challenges the person who wants to win with a shtar that he says supports his claim, either the shtar that says that he bought the karka, or the shtar that says that the other owes him money. And the accusation of the other person is the shtar is a shtar of zaifa. We have two ways to learn what zaifa means. And the person with the shtar at that point quietly concedes to Rabba that the shtar is indeed a shtar of zaifa, but he had a real shtar which he lost. And therefore, he, in a way, has a migul that he could have won the Din Torah, either to be able to keep the land that he's on and win from the Marakama, or be able to collect the money that the shtar says is owed him with this migul. And Rabba trusts the migul, and Rabba says, Malashakya, and we award the Din Torah, the victor of the Din Torah is this individual who had the shtar that could have passed as a real shtar because of a migul. Rav Yosef's response, and we had five pshatim, if you remember thus far. I'm sure you chazed Rav Shabbos. All five pshatim in Rav Yosef and what he meant to say, why he's arguing on Rabba, some issue of Migul Makom Edim, some variation of that within the Rashbam, which is exactly the Tainas Makom Edim, or point of Migul Lahotzi, as the Rishon would have it, and then you have to know how it fits the words. The Ri has two pshatim. As far as the migul start off on the wrong foot, it was and it needed a sheker, and you can't have a migul that needed or had a sheker in it, or a toin chazoy toin issue. And then within the pshat of migul lahotzi, which was the rivam and also the rimagash, we went through ba'arichus the rush and the Benu Yona, who explain on a more fuller way exactly how the words of Rav Yosef could in fact speak to the issue of migul lahotzi, because the idea being that one could have said, and this is one possibility within Rabba, because you have to know why Rabba wouldn't agree with migul lahotzi, if that's such a klal. So maybe he does in fact dismiss migul lahotzi, or we'd say migul lahotzi, as Ramban and Tosis and Bamitzi at the end seems to say. Or he holds that it's not a problem migul lahotzi because it's coming to be maimid what he already seems to have already going for him. And we explained by Richas on Thursday exactly what that means about the nature of the problem migul lahotzi, as far as what it means of why migul lahotzi lo amrinan. And this is Rabbi Yosef is coming to challenge by saying that given that it's a shtar zaifa, it's a chaspa bialma, so we don't give any credence to that sense of advantage that he already has built in, and because migul is all about giving him that extra validity in the Din Torah, it's not paskening the suffik. The suffik, as far as we know, is still a suffik. Unlike Edim or whatever, where there's no suffix, Amigo doesn't mean with solving the suffix. It's telling us that he has enough to win the Din Torah, even as it's a suffix. That was the point that we brought out, the Lashon of the Ramban, that Migo Hotzi Amina, and he says, Mi suffix, we give it to the one who has the Migo. What does that mean? It's a suffix? Yeah, it's a suffix. But as far as the Din Torah, the Taina wins for him. So that would have been the idea over here, that Rabba could have held that it's not a Migo Hotzi problem because we view the migul as just giving him that validity of the standing that he's already gained, the advantage he's already gained in the Din Torah. So it's about a power balance in the Din Torah, and the migul is basically giving the legal strength to that person who has the migul, and to the extent that he really has that advantage, that's where migul lahotzi doesn't exist. But if it's about a situation where you have to give him something he doesn't already have, the nemanus of migul is not enough to do that. That takes more. And the migul doesn't have enough in it. That was the richus of last year. Now, Yosef dismisses the whole thing. Now, if we have to go pshat by pshat, obviously, and figure out where does Avidi Bar Oven fit in when he says, we accept Rabba in case number one, and we accept Rav Yosef in case number two. What kind of a hachraza Tosis is going to assume in the second half of Tosis? Hilchisa is a vada. And then we're going to have to read how Tosus explains what the difference is about and plug it into the various pshatim. But before we get to that, we have the Psat of the Rashbam that we read and Tosis is going to comment on. And the Rashbam clearly understands Ravi de Baravin not as Achra b'Toras Vaday, but Achra Misafik. In other words, we have Rabbi Rav Yosef, we don't know who's right. It's a Safik, who the Paskin like? They both have something going for them, and we don't know how to be Machriya this Machokas. Misafkiri Ravi de Baravin. So therefore, in the case of Karka, we say Misafik, leave it where it is, and the person keeps the land, because it could be Rabbis correct, so we keep the land in that regard. In the case of money, since Rav Yosef might be correct, we can't allow him to collect, because we give the money where it is. Tosis quotes the Rashbam, Abinu Shmuel Piresh, the Misafkale Keman Hilchisa. And then Tosis has to address something very important within the Rashbam, and he calls it a dochik. In effect, he's not really happy with this, which is really, in a sense, asking a kasha. And then he'll have a second kasha to pile on top of that. Now, Lemaisa, we said something in the Rashbam that we'll come back to that really is not what Tosis is about to say as his dochik. We already quoted the Rashbam later on in Masechta Baba Basra that would really explain what the Rashbam is, where the Rashbam is coming from. What we quoted then is the Rashbam by Teiku later on, Baba Basra, that when you have a suffix, the snake of the Dino, you don't really know how to paskin, Beis Din lays out of it and says, you know, we're not paskining. So therefore, that approach would, in a way, avoid the whole issue that Tosis is now getting into and the whole splitting here, as the Tosis does, which he calls a dochik, that he says within the Rashbam, the mice of the Rashbam itself could be explained lishitaso. But the only thing is, we have another Rashbam that we might have problems with. We have to bring in the other Maramakam in the Rashbam that I gave you. We have to come back to that. But before we go back to that, let's see what Tosis does and what lies within these lines of Tosis in part one of Tosis within the Rashbam. Big Yisodos that the Achronim run with. The words of Tosis, after quoting the Rashbam's Peshat, B'tzarech Litchok. Right away, you see what Tosis thinks about this. Litchok. He says it again soon. Ulefaresh. Ulechalek. Bein. Sveika de Treu Tre. Lesveika de Dina. The Tosis is bringing in something called Sveika de Treu Tre. We have this numerous places in Shas. There's a sugya earlier in, there's the Bladiso earlier in Baba Basra with Shnei Kita Edom HaMachisha Zuazu. You have a Din Torah, you have two Edom on each side of the Din Torah. So the Gemara earlier discusses the kashrus of the Edom themselves. That's the sugya earlier in Cheskas Sabbat and Milsu and Bekiyas and so on. The issue that comes up, this is going to quote from Suvas Daf Chaf and Tosin Yivam Eslamed Aleph, the story of Arshatya, has to do with now the, in the case of Trey Trey, now what do you do as far as paskining this Shaila? Tosis brings a story of Barshatya, we'll mention in a second, and that's a suffix of Trey Trey. The Gemara there is going to say that because of the suffix, we leave the land in the Cheskas Marakam, which in that case was a Barshatya character that we'll mention in a second. And what Tosis is going to have to figure out is, if that were true, then the same way by the suffix of Trey Trey, the suffix resolves itself in favor of the Marakama, because we don't know which pair of Edom is saying correct. We don't know, therefore, the bottom line in the story. And our suffix, which is about who the Paskin like, and in our case, we won't say that, because what are we saying? In effect, leave it where it is, as opposed to saying give it to the Marakama. So this is what Tosis has to now say, is a dochik of a chiluk. So what is Tosis quote for, from? What is this Barshatya's case? The case of Treya Trey. Sarach Litchok Ulfarish Ulchalik Ben. Sveika de Treya Trey. Sveika de Dina. That's our case. Treya Trey would be the Gemara is about to quote from Barshach. Sveika de Dina is what we have here. Who's Alacha like? Rabbi Rav Yosef. As follows. The Had de Lo Ukma Becheskes Marakama. Kimo B'nechsi de Barshachya. That which in our situation, Rav Idi, not knowing who to paskin like Rabbi versus Rav Yosef. We don't say, if not sure what to do, then we give the karka to the Marakama. Like we say over there, Kimob Nisid Bashatya Darminan Uki Trey Badi Trey, put one pair of Edom against the other, and because they cancel each other out, so to speak, we don't know. But Uki Nisi Bacheskas Bashatya. Now Tosis proceeds to tell me what the difference is. Awesome. read the case in a second. Hasam have a tray tray command the less new dummy. There, the tray or tray are viewed as if they don't exist. There's two ways to phrase the suffix of tray or tray. We'll explain soon more to flesh it out. Either tray or tray is command the isnu or command the lesnu. And the way that Achronim take that, to take it maybe one step up, another way of phrasing the two ways to look at tray or tray, sveka de oraisa or sveka de rabbana. In other words, when we don't follow, let's say by isurim, we don't follow chazaka. By a suffix or tray or tray. Is that because the chachamim said not to midiraisa? You have what to follow as far as chazaka? The chachamim said not to do it? That's called sveka d'rabbanan. Or sveka d'oraisa, midiraisa. We have to view this as a suffix because a tray or tray. In tray or tray, we can't use, let's say, amigo. We can't use chazaka. We can't use, let's say, to be a question of Erev Hetos Mana. We had the sugya daf hey. So can you step in and say, let's say the suffix of the tray had to do with the person paid or not, Tos Mana. Two Adam say he did, some people say he didn't. Now we know there's a chazaka Erev Hetos Mana. Can that win the Din Torah if we have a chazaka that supports the side of the story that he didn't pay Tos Mana? The answer is we don't. We don't follow chazakas. Whatever type of chazaka you want to bring in to the mix, we don't pass. So that has to do with command the lesnu, command the isnu. In other words, bottom line is we won't follow chazaka. Let's say by Asurim as well. So Tosis uses the following phraseology. Let's just take it from what Tosis says. Hasam have a tray tray command the lesnu dummy. Tosis frames tray tray that they don't, it's like they don't exist. And therefore, we could follow the ukmi ara v'cheskes marakam. So then we put the land in the position, in the status of marakam, which is barshacha. Indeed, by mamanis, you see, you can't say we don't follow chazaka. By mamanis, this, you know, it's not cool. Someone's going to have to, you know, you have to know who's right. Who, you know, it's got to be by somebody. When you talk about chazaka, Emtel's manu might be different because it's not cheskes mamon. But here we're talking about the chazaka is marakam. Avol hacha the misafkel on dina keman, as opposed to the suffix of tray or tray, which is keman de lesnu dami. Tosis brings that in. It's like they don't exist. The two edim are no longer viewed as they exist. It's like they cancel each other out. But over here, it's a suffix in din, Rabba versus Rabbi Yosef. We can't say to the same degree that we give it to the Marakam and take it out of the Mosik B'dochik. Okay. So what lies within these couple words of Tosis? What does Tosis mean? What is the fundamental difference between the inyan of the Trey Utrey of Bashatya and what Tosis brings in with that is it's commanded Lesnu Dami, and therefore you could file Marakam, and what we have over here where it's a misafka and dina kinman, and then we don't follow, we don't follow marakama. What exactly is the thrust of Tosis' distinction, which he calls a dochik, in the beginning and the end? And you see piles on another kash on top of that. But the hilchas samash, but ulgami posik kravu, look, no misafik, I feel avik rav yosef, but the evigo avad. So you see Tosis doesn't like the Rashbam, both because what he says is a dochik, but he said something, and then he says another kash, that hilchas has mash, but not misafik. What exactly is this wordy distinction of dochik that Tosis is spelling out? So first of all, what's the Bashatya story? And then what's the chiluk that he's saying? How do the Achronim understand Tosis? So Bashatya story is quoted, as I said, in Ksuvah Stavchaf, also in Yevamis, in Aleph. The story the Gemara quotes is the following. It has to come in Ksuvah, has to do with situation of Edom on a Shtar, and you have a tray-a-tray situation, like the case of Bashatya that we'll mention in a second. And the question is, the Gemara seems to say, if it's tray or tray, that there are edim that say that these two witnesses on the shtar were pressured to sign, they were anusim. But then you have independent kiyum that sounds like they're totally fine, the signatures are fine. So it's a tray or tray, whether the shtar has valid kiyum or not, or because if you take the other edim, then it means nothing that they signed. They were pressured to sign. And the other Edim said, no, it's a totally fine signature. So the Gemara says, so what are you going to say? The not Neman, the second pair, and you can collect? Trade in him. To which the Gemara says, no, it means a follow-up. Amar Nachman, Uk is the Chaf Merav Ksubis, Uki Trey Ladi Trey, Uki Mone Becheskas Mare. Interesting. See, by Mammon, you have to decide. You have to give it to somebody, right? It's Becheskas what? So, Uki Trey Ladi Trey. We have a tray or tray, and we set one against the other. Ukimone becheskes mare, meaning that the love, interesting Gemara, because the Gemara is saying, so what's going to be? The love is going to keep the money. But if we're karka, where would it stay? Becheskes mare would mean what? But markam. This is the Gemara. So therefore, when it says ein nemanim, the Gemara works out of there. The case of ein nemanim doesn't mean not that we can view it as a good start. If you have a new kiyum, independent of the Edom who say that they were a nusim, you have a separate kiyum. It's not the ein nemanim, the ones who say it's they were a nusim are ein nemanim completely, because you have other. And it means that you can't not that it'll be a perfect start, but we don't rip it up. And if tfisa might work, fine. But meanwhile, money stays where it is. The Gemara continues and says, "Midi dahavi," similar to what we find, "Anechsi debarshatya." Debarshatya. Now, his name was probably a name because of the fact that he had periods where he lost his mental faculties, like Milosha Shota. So that probably was his nickname. So this person, Barshatya Zavin Nechsi, he sold karka. Also betray Amri Kishu Shotas of it. So two of them say that he was not with his folk, he was going through that period when he was not a Bardas. So the Mechira doesn't have validity because he was a Shota at the time of the Mechira. But also betray Amri, the other two of them say Kishu Cholims of it. It means that, no, that period when he sold it, he had Das, and therefore it was a proper Mechira. He wasn't a Shota at that moment. That's the Trey of Barshatya. The famous Barshatya, this is the story. So, Amar Ravashi, Uki Trey Lahadi Trey. So we take the two Edim and the other two Edim and we set them up against each other. Again, this Tosfos Lashon can be the Kamadu Lesnu Dami, we'll get to that. But Uki Mamona Becheskas Barshatya. So now in this Trey or Trey scenario, we leave the land by the Moche. Because maybe he was a Shota, maybe he wasn't. So we cancel the two Edim are set up one against the other and we leave it Becheskas Barshatya. So you have to know b'chal what the Gemara means in terms of connecting the story of Mammon b'cheskes Mammon, right? To Barshatya was b'cheskes Marakam. The Kibbeger has something on this. I'll mention in a second. What's Pashup Shat in the Gemara here? What's the Gemara's equation? The Gemara's talking about a case of a trey on a star, whether the Edim are valid Edim because we assume that they signed and they were not under duress. Or do we say that they were under duress? And then what do we say at the end of the day? Trey or trey, and keep the money where it is. Just like we say by Barshatya, that we have a trey or trey, whether he sold it as a shota or not as a shota, and we leave it by Barshatya. Like, what's the Gemara mean to compare one to the other? Like, it's a different, here it's cheskas mamon, the money stays where it is, here it's the karka stays where it is, marakama. What's the percent of the Gemara? What's the Gemara want? Before I get to that, though, what does Tosus want? In a sense, Tosus is asking a simple kasha, right? That why does Rav Didi Bar Avin say that if we're not sure who to paskin like, so in the first case of karka, hilchsa kerabba ba'ara means leave the land where it is. So what Kotosis asks, without getting us too confused with new cases, new information, what Kotosis just asks right away off the bat? What Kotosis asks?
Why is it with Markama?
Misafik, you don't know, leave by Markama. We know that karka b'cheskes bo le'al medes, like, simple. What does Tosis need to bring? Pashi, you ask yourself Pasha Kasha, why is Tosis need Barshatya here? And then you have to right away come in, Tavitcha Kulchalik, Ulfaresh, etc. Like over there, it's going to be Markama because it's Trey Trey, by the Lesnu Dami, here it's a Sfeika Dedina. Like, ask the Kasha that why is it not Misafik by the Markama? We know. Karta Becheska is Bola Medes. What is Tosis need Barshatya? And then come with a Chiluk. So, the stomach of Pashat is Pasha, what Tosis needs Barshatya? Because the rule of Chag Bez L'Lam Medes could be Stam, you don't have a Suffolk. In other words, somebody comes, there's no Suffolk, the ethnos. Someone comes and challenges somebody else. So he's a Markam, he wins. But maybe when you have a Shaila, a Suffolk, like in our Gemara, Rabbi Yosef, he has a Nigu, or Shaila weather over there, like we don't know when he sold it. A case like that, where there's a Tufus, I guess the other case maybe there's no Tufus, we don't know whose karka it is. Markam wins. Tosi showing when you have a Suffolk and you have someone who's on the karka. So you see, you follow the Merakama, you suffer. So we should do it over here as well. That's what Tosis had in mind by Shatya, because you have a situation of someone who's now sitting on the land, the Lokech is sitting on the land, just like in our case. The alleged Lokech, right? The one who presumed is a Lokech. No, we say we suffer, we take it out. Maybe that's it. I don't know. Lamaisa all cheskes habatim have shailas of my boys b'hayar. What are you doing here? He doesn't have a chazaka. I think there's something more here because he has a, there's maybe more here. He claims he bought it legitimately, and there's edim that say he bought it. I think that must be why Tosis thinks he has to bring the Bashati case. It's not just stam, you know. What are you doing in my land? He's a tafus, and he has a claim that he bought it, and there are edim that said he bought it. Here he has a migu. So there's more than just simply, I have no star, and I say I bought it, so you lose. All cheskes habatim is that. If you don't have cheskes kimushanim, you lose to the marakama. It's finished. That's easy. That no marakama wins. Here it's more layered than this. Here. Bashatya, the guy who has a shtar that he bought from Bashatya. So maybe now the suffix, which is more, has another tiny. I bought it, I have the shtar. You think that he was a shota, I think he wasn't. I'm an Olam, maybe then you keep it. When do we say that for sure Marakama wins? And it's just about a question. I say, what are you doing in my land? You say you bought it, you don't have the shtar. Okay, so Cheskes Kimushanim, you don't have. Mela, I win, I'm Marakama. That we know. But that wouldn't be enough for our situation. Our situation, he has a star, and he has a migu, and he could have won with the old star. So maybe that gives him more of an advantage to win because he's a toughest. But the answer is the other guy over there also has a star, the guy who bought it from Bashatya. And Adam say that it was a legitimate sale. So maybe there, so Tosis, you see over there, it goes back to Bashatya. So two over here. I think that's what Tosis needed to bring the two examples. What's Bechal the Pshat of that Gemara? The Gemara compares the case of Trey by Shtaris to Bashatya. What is Gemara trying to prove? I see Rebbe Eger and Chidushim asked this Kasha. See, the The issue of trey or trey, the ism banuresto in artosis, or as I said before, feka doraisus feka drabbanim, that doesn't get mentioned in Ksuba Stav Chaf. That gets mentioned in Yivamas Lamed Aleph. So the Gemara in Yivamas Lamed Aleph says the following words. Besu, I'm just reading from the banim, Lamed Aleph, Manaf, and Yivamas. Beshtei kite edin, nami, feka drabbanan hi. The suffix drabbanim. The Amrinan uki trey levadi trey, the isha ukba ches achazaka. That's by case of Yivamis. Midi dahavi and nixi de Bashatya. And the Gemara quotes the story there of Bashatya. So, the Eger says as follows: Ksuvas Dav Chav. Why does Gemara need to bring Bashatya? What does the Gemara mean? We have a shayla here with the shtar. Were these two edim signed the shtar legitimately, or they were under duress? Two edim say one way, two edim seem to think it was fine, two edim think it was a nusimah, you know. What is the Gemara trying to say? In a case like that the halacha will be, keep the money where it is. It says, let me explain, because of Bashatya. What do you mean Bashatya for that? Straightforward, right? Trey or trey, it's a suffix, right? It's a suffix. So leave it, money where it is. It's finished. What do you need by Shatya to illustrate that the money stays where it is? And moreover, what's Barshatya's case? The karka stays by the marakam. And what's our case? The money stays by the loan. So what's Pshat in the Gemara? What's Pshat in the Gemara Ksubas? The Gemara should just say, Yadakasha, are you really going to collect with a star? Trey. So what are we trying to prove? So he wants to say the following Pshat in the Gemara. Yishkomar d'matim vur b'yivamis. The Barshatya trey seka d'rabbana. Meaning what? Midoraisa, trey could be resolved with a chazaka. Midoraisa v'chol trey mukmi a chazaka, mishumhachi mukmi hakaka v'cheskes marakama. If you would say trey seka d'oraisa, that means in midoraisa, I can't follow chazaka at all. Trey misalkin l'chol chazakos, then we shouldn't follow marakama either. And what would we say? What should we say? If we don't follow Marakama, mukmi akaka biyada muksik. The truth is, I'm feeling bad. I'm confusing everybody too much. Let's try to focus ourselves on Tosis first. We'll come back to the Kiveg and the Mark Suvis. I can give it to you beforehand. Let's stay focused on Tosis, okay? Umaisa, Tosis asks Akasha from Barshatya and comes back to our Gemara and says, we have to mechalik between the cases, and what's the chiluk over there by Barshatya? Tosis words, we don't know anything, forget to speak of the right thing, but this is Tosis. Kimandu les nudami. Maybe we'll come back and flesh out more. I don't want to get. Tosis says, Kimandu les nudami, and the land stays becheskas marakama. But over here, Misafku landina kiman, we don't say marakama. What's pshat in Tosis? Just focus on where the Tosis. How did you understand Tosis? What is the difference? We don't know anything. Just mean the words of Tosis, but yes. What is Tosis trying to say? Okay? You read the Tosis this morning. How did you learn it? No, somebody. In the air. What's the answer? What's the dochik chiluk of Tosis with Das HaRashba? By Barshatya, we know the case of Barshatya. This way, forget anything else. We know the case of Barshatya, Marakama. So there, Marakama, trey by the less new dummy. But over here, we don't know what the din is like, so we don't follow Marakama. Well, what does it mean?
Just the difference in, like,
say, Dina, or... Okay, so Sveg Dina versus... A suffix in the mice. So you got this from where? From Bikveg and the Tshuva. Yes, Uriah?
What's the difference between Trey here that's quoting, or we said in the suffix of the story when it's like a short story of some harm? What's the difference between
that's the story as a suffix in the mice. What happened, right? This is a Trey. But Tosis wants to put in command the last new dummy. So that means it's reduced to a suffix in the story. That's what Tosis is probably trying to get at. If the Edom are not, they're not here, then the root of the suffix is, was he with his full faculties or not when he sold it? So if the suffix speaks to the story, then we follow Marakama. But if the suffix is figured to Dina, like here, because really what we don't know is, I mean, you could say, ultimately also boils down to the fact that did he sell it, did not sell it? I mean, did the person sell the land or not? But our suffix is defined as, who do we follow? Shitas Rabba, that he has a migu, or that is what we're looking at. That's what's staring us in the face. That's our suffix. Who's Halacha follow like? Rabba or Rav Yosef? Rabba and Rav Yosef. So they have two great rabbis on either side of this issue. I can't use Marakam. But if it's a suffix in the Maisa, and that's what that is, because it's not which Eidim do we follow. It's the Edom cancel each other out. Commander less new dummy, right? So now the suffix becomes Barshatya. What was he at the time of the sale? That's the suffix in the story. The suffix in the story, we found Marakama. That's what the words are saying. So let's go with that and try to understand what that means on a deeper level. Okay, everything I said before, erase. Okay, scratch that. But maybe we'll come. I feel like I realized I was losing everybody. Just push it. Read the Tosis. Let's not go into the whole world of, you know, the rise of Rabban. Just for our purposes, reading the Tosis. So the Kiv Eger is what's quoted, everyone quotes it to the Kiv Eger, two paragraph in the Tshuva Lamivav, I think it was, right? Kibbeger brings our Tosis as an interesting Maramakam for the following. When do we follow Chazaka? Now, he's talking about Chazakas in general, like Chazak the Meikara. He wants to say, of course, Mishnah Melech, I think, also, no? Does he quote Mishnah Melech? Yeah. Yes, Melech Tumasaras, yes. He brings as follows. Roshayach Romema Ukma Chazaka by Sveka Dedina. Sveka Dedina. Rabba versus Rav Yom, Sveka Dedina. Sveka Dedina, you can't follow Chazaka. Why? His Russian is, the Mishum Chazaka Lohukhra Hadin. Chazaka can play a role when the root of the question is, what's the story? Chazaka steps in and says, we're going to assume like one version of the story and not the other, and therefore the suffix is resolved. Because the Chazaka is allowing us to take on one version of the narrative, and the Mela, we run with that. That's where Chazaka is relevant. Where is Chazaka not relevant? If the suffix that we're facing is a suffix of Dina. The Din is either this or that. We don't know which way the halacha is. Chazaka can't speak it. It doesn't latch on to such a suffix. The Lashana, he's quoting from the Mishnah Melech, Mishum Chazaka lo hukhra hadin. V'chein kasab shitas ha-Mishnah Melech. And then he wants to quote Aratosis in the same vein. Next paragraph. Yeshlaso smuchim was there midivitosis perikheskas abatim, the masha kasvu, the zelishona, hasam habitrayu trey kumadiles nudami, the uki arbacheskas marakama, that's the bashati case. So the avim are no longer part of the equation now. They cancel each other out. Kumadiles nudami. And now the suffix is reduced to what? Was he or wasn't he a shota bishas machir? Therefore, the Chazaka Marakama can speak to such an issue and say, we say that he was not able to sell it, he was not normal at the time. Uki ara b'cheskes bashat. That is where Chazaka can make sense. What Chazaka we discuss in Cheskes Marakama. However, Hacha de Besveika de Dina, here Rabbi versus Rav Yosef. So what's the Chazaka going to say? Follow the Marakama. That the land should go to Marakama. Why? That should tell us the halacha is like who? No, like who? Like Rav Yosef. Chazaka of Marakama is going to tell us halacha Rav Yosef. We have Rabbi on the other side. Rabbi and Rav Yosef both have standing. The suffix that we're facing is Rabbi versus Rav Yosef. For that, you can't use Chazaka Marakama to weigh in and resolve that suffix. That's the mahalach of Kibbeh Eger putting into Tosis. Tosis calls it a dochik, remember, but he's saying it, but that's the Rashban. Whether or not you need to say it for the Rashban is another matter, but meanwhile, Tosis presents such a svar, such an idea. The Kibbeger is learning pshat, that it's because it's a sveka didina, and you don't follow chazak by sveka didina. I've come to the Kibbeger. Hinei svara, now, so what does that mean as far as Marakama? Now, comes out something interesting. There's a famous question. He gives salute to this. This is the brother of the Sofer, Quintus of Sfeikus, has a very interesting hakira in the beginning of the Sefer about how you define Cheskes Marakama. There's two ways to explain Cheskes Marakama. I read you from the Sif Hei in Kral Aleph in Quintus of Sfeikus. They have a nice version of it here. Ra'oi Lizbo, this you can hear, this you can listen. It's not going to get too confused. Ra'oi Lizbone. It says Mamish on the Kibbeger itself. Roy Lizbonin, but Cheskes Marakama, b'mamona, minola, and Dessalina Basvei. What's the basis of Cheskes Marakama? You have to know, Sukin Chulin Daf Yud Aleph, how you know Fal Chazaka. The Gemara quotes Sukin from Pashas HaShavua, Pashas Mitzora, the Kohen leaves the house, and there was a nega, a certain size, and you assume that that's what it is when he comes back. So you know that what was before is probably, that's one of the Makoros in the Gemara for Chazaka. So, Cheskes Marakama, what is it? One way to think about Cheskes Marakama, it's like a Chazaka de Meikara. Example, give me an example, Cheskes Chazaka de Meikara. What was before? The woman who had been in the status of Neshes Ish. Now you don't know if she received the get or not. We put her Becheskes Eshes Ish. Chesed Chesed Pinuya. I don't know if she ever got married, but before that she wasn't married. Chesed Pinuya. Chazaka de Meikar means Mashahaya. So we say that we don't. If we don't know if a change occurred, we assume that the status quo continues to exist. What was before, that's what we say is now. That's called Chazaka de Meikar. There's also what we call Cheskas Mama. Hamotz Me'afel Haraya means the person who's holding on to the money. So that Chazaka, he's holding on to it. Misafik, you can't be Motzi Misafik. When we talk about Cheskas Marakama by Karka, how does that work? Now, it's interesting. The Lashna Gemara, a couple of places in the Siyad of Kuf and other places, is that Ukma B'Cheskas Marakama, the Leve Idach HaMotzi Mechaver Lovarai. The Lashna Gemara would be Mashma, that Marakama is an application of Cheskas Mamo, right? Let the other one be, the one who is not the Marakama, should be viewed as a Motzi Mechaver. That's one way to think of Marakama. Marakama is Cheskas Mamon. Who's Tofes the Karka? Who's Becheskas? Who is the Karka? Marakama, unlike Metaltalin, that the one who's the Muchsik is the one who's holding it. By Karka, you don't hold it in your hand. So the one who's considered having the Cheskas Mamon is the Marakama. But the other way to think about it, notwithstanding the Lashna Gemara that you mentioned, is that it's the Alderech Chazak de Nekara. Since he was the previous owner, so we assume that things have not changed. This is the Chakira of the Kuntus HaSfekis. Roy Lizbone, Cheskas Marakama, Menolan, Deskina Basra. How do I, what's the mark of Chazaka de Meikara? I just told you Chul and Daf Yud Aleph, maybe the case of Mitzora by Tzarasa Ba'abais. How do I know Cheskas Mamo? What's the marker for that? Anyone know? The Gemara in Babakama, the end of the Perikapara there, the beginning, the Gemara says a few places, the beginning of Apara, Svarahu, that someone who has an ailment, right, they go to the, what does it say in the Lashon HaGemara? Bayasya. In other words, you need to take it out, so you need to go bring the raya. The burden of proof is the one who's at a disadvantage. So you want to be Motzi Mamon, you have to go prove it. It's a svar, the Gemara says. The Gemara has a drasha, pasuk mibal gamigash aleihem, pasuk in parashas mishpatim, but that's the sugya in Baba Kama. So what is Marakama? Which is it? Is it an application of the rule of Mitzvah Varaya, and we view the Muchsik of the Karka as the Marakama, or do we view Marakama as a Chazaka de Meikar? That's the suffix.
It's not,
you know? The Efshel Omar, we'll see a lot. The Efshel Omar, the Cheskas Marakama b'mamon, mikor Chazaka kamaisa di Yisur, who the Asya, he suggests, it's Chazaka de Meikar like Yisurim. Whatever was before, kodim shenod asafik, like we say in Perakam b'dechulin, I just quoted Gemara Chulin daf yud yud aleph. Hachinam b'moment kishenolad bo safik and mushalupin osho shimon mamidim osa b'cheskes mishayim b'tchila. That's one suggestion, and the other suggestion is it's a cheskas mama. This is an early chakira in the Sefer Kuntos HaSfekis. Now we go to Arish. What pshat in Alatosis? So here too, he goes al derech of Akiva Eger. Now he wants to figure out the famous issue, we mentioned this in Updates, if you remember, the sugya of Tukfa Kohen, right? What's the shaila of Tukfa Kohen? This, again, we'll try to keep it simple. So there's a suffix Bechor. If it's a Bechor, it's Magia to the Kohen from Atlas Kuna. If it's not a Bechor, we don't know. If it is or not, then the Bayam gets to keep it. So Misafik, what's the halacha? So you don't have to pay the Kohen. What's that right? What if the Kohen grabs it? And the Tfisarach, you know, the Safek, and all of those things. So, Pashtus and the Gemara should come out. The Takfa Kohen, a Motziyah Miyadah. But the Rambam Paskin, strangely, against that, and says, Takfa Kohen, a Motziyah Miyadah, that he can keep it. Which is against the Maskanas HaGemara, the Pashtus and Bamitziyah, that seems to say that Tfisa does not work. Why doesn't it work? That's this whole simon and Kuntos HaSfekis, we discussed it a little bit in that days. Talk for Kohen, why Motzi and Emotzi and does Tfisa work? Now, in this vein, he wants to explain the following. If you hold Talk for Kohen Motzi, which is the Pashtus, right? What if there is a Shita that he brings of the Rift, that is Suffolk of Teiku in the Gemara. Suffolk of Mammon with a Teiku. The Gemara doesn't know. Tfisa works. And the person who grabs it can keep it. And he wants to understand why that should be. What should be the difference? So this is in Kral Dalet, Siv Beis. Yes, Rif Bonin. Lefishitas Haras Bedas Harif. This is in Baba Kama Perek Beis, Simon Beis. The Sober, the Mahani Tfisa Beteku. If it's a teku in the Gemara, Tfisa works. And if we assume, do we have to assume that he holds like the Ramba? The Takva Kohen is what? No. Emotzin? Or should we say that no, the Rif agrees to what everyone else holds besides the Rambam, the Takva Kohen Motzin, but he's mechalek between the suffix of teku, where Tfisa works, and Takva Kohen. This is his question. Why would the Rif hold that Tfisa works by teku? So he brings the Radach, who tries to find chilukim between the cases, and he doesn't like the chilukim that the Radach says, and then he says, I'll tell you what I think is the difference. Why would the Rif hold by Takva Kohen Motzin, and a sotik of teku that tfisa will work. Radaiti ho aniyah, klal dalet oz dalet. Matzasi tam ache lechalik b'neihem. Now here's my Mishnah Geras. V'hu al pi ma shehelu ha'achronim. De bespeka de dina b'isuri lo aminan ukma chazaka kamaisa. If I have a speka de dina, what does teku rabo say? What's the teku? Is a classic example of what? Speka de dina, teku. A speka de dina, we don't follow chazaka kamaisa. Mishum de b'shvil chazaka kamaisa lo nishuta habaya. The shayla is still what it is. The lo shayach chazaka kamaisa el b'safik b'mitzius dafka. Teku means the Gemara is saying the suffik is a suffik de dina. We don't know. We don't know how to, what the halacha is. Not we don't know the mitzius. It, the suffix that's steering us in the face by teku is called speka didina. Teku means halachically it's a suffix. It's a suffix in terms of the halacha. That's speka didina. So speka didina cannot lend itself to a resolution of chazaka. Shul chazaka kamaisa when the shetar boy will say chazaka kamaisa. Elbis will be sees dafka. Skip the next few lines. It goes back to Trey Trace Fika Del Rai, so skip over that. Okay. Ufiza Yeshlanu Tamnachon the Besafik Bechor. What Safik Bechor? Speka Didina or Safik B'Mitzius? Safik B'Mitzius. Ubikai Gavna B'Isur Makmina Chazaka. Kamaisa. Gam B'Mamona Lomani Tfisa Lafuke Micheskas Marakama. Because he's assuming Bechor that Marakama is what? Is a Chazaka of Meikar. Masha Ekin the Teku, Ubay the Loyfshita, the Isure Kai Gavna, Lomani Chazaka Kamaisa, Shalbim Mamona, Mani Tvisa. Because you can't use Cheskes Marakama, the Idach, Lafuk Mini the Toeface. If you're going to try to take it with the Toeface, it means you're following Marakama. Following Marakama means you're letting Chazaka be Mechweer the Safik. It's like the Dina, you can't let Marakama be Mechweer the Safik. What does he seem to be saying? That, and then he's going to get to Tosis over here. The Zen near the Enai, the next line. What he just said right now, that a suffix of teku, tfisa could work. And a suffix of tafu kohen, tfisa doesn't work. And why? Because suffix of tafu kohen is a suffix in mitzius. Suffix in mitzius, so then the marakama, the one who you grabbed it from, can win not to let your tfisa take effect. So tfisa doesn't work. Mashaken, a suffix of teku, which is a suffix of dina, so then marakama sounds like a suffix of mekar, doesn't work. And therefore, your tfisa works, because the marakama won't take it away, the fact that he had it before. And he says, this would be the pshat in Tosis, now this sounds familiar. The zen, near be'enai tamay, the Tosis cheskes abatim zelishonam, hilchza karab ba'ara, pirish rashbam, pirish tzadikim, and hilchza b'sar chifcha gulichalek, and so on, the words about Tosis. Hachad the Mesav Kondina Keman Lo Shayech Kulei Uke Cheskes Marakama Ubiur Devrayim. Okay, so now I'll read you these words. Okay, just read the words. The Perek Dalet Achin the Gemara Yevamis. Gemara concludes Trei Utrei Sveika De Rabbanan Midaraisa Mokminan Gamika Hay Gavna Achazaka Kamais. That Midaraisa we should follow Chazaka in general. The mark proves it from Barshatya. The Zavin Nirsek Moshe Beisim Bechabes. Alma, the I Avisteka Do Raisa. Afilu Bekarka Kaka Mekmin La Becheskas Hamufik Achshav. lo becheskes mar kam. Vatam kiman deleka cheskes mar kama ein ma lahotzi me'amuchsi afilu mekarkoi hilka gam besteka didina. If you go back to Rabbi Kiva Eger, the next couple of words in Rabbi Kiva Eger, after saying this psantosis, he says, "Hines varasam ha'alef," meaning what he says, "B'das Rashbam Yeshlomar the cheskes marakama hu kemo." Ko in yane chazakos, the uki achazaka dlo nishtana mimikodem, ukemo treskas hitter veiser. Mishumhachi besteka dedina, lo shayach lomar uki achazaka demikodem, mela in osin maisa lofi biyad hamuchzik. So because Eger seems to be saying, kimat, the idea he's saying, seeming one side of the chakira of cheskas marakama, and he's applying that. Svara, that by Seka Dedina we don't follow Chazaka de Meikara, he says Asatosis means we don't follow Marakama in a case of a Safik of our Gemara, Rabba versus Rav Yosef. So again, in these few lines of Kiva Eger, you see a lot of lambdas without his spelling it out in full. That Seka Dedina doesn't allow for Chazaka de Meikara, Cheskes Marakama is a form of Chazaka de Meikara, and therefore, that's what Tosis means to say, that we don't follow Marakama in a case of our Gemara. That's Pshat and Rashbam. That's the Dochi that Tosis is giving to the Rashbam. This whole lumdus is far from simple. Just to, you should know that this is, a yam. Rav Shimon and Shari Yosher has also brings this whole idea. Asteka Dedilo Makmina Chazaka, Shara Chazakos Perek Tes. He says, Khenira Li, Bemasha Ika Savi, this Ika the Savi, the Steka Dedilo Makmina Chazaka, Kumashe, maybe she tells him a Kibbe Eger, but she was in Rabbi Zion. The Lord's parish hated Timosho Davar, the Masha Kasa Bemishta Lamelech, the Loshech Uki Agava Chazkasa, Besavak the Mitzius. So he's not happy with this either. He doesn't understand it. Hadvama Eil Kimosha Eim, Inam Eskablim Li. I'm giving you a maramakam. I'm not going to go further. You see, it's a whole tumult. This in you. I have one ha'ara on this, Shat and Tosis. One ha'ara in the Lashon of Tosis. Tosis language, look carefully at the language of Tosis. Tosis says, leave Bashat on the side now, by us. Hacha de Misafka lo and Dina Kiman, Chasam lo Shayach Kuli Hai, Lamemar Ukma Cheskes Marakama. Tosis would have stopped right there. I see exactly what these achronim are saying, Pshat and Tosis. The klal is, Seka Dedina, we don't say Marakam, Chazak the Marakam, I can't speak the Cheska to Seka Dedina. Chazak the Meikara, Cheska's Marakam, can't speak. Tosis continued. Tosis says, L'sheikh, L'memra, L'chazgamar, V'notzi miyad ha'mukhzik. What is that relevant? What is it relevant? Okay, there's a mukhzik. But what's the point? The point is not, should not be that we don't say Marakama to know me at a mukhzik. The point should be we don't say Cheskas Marakama. People say, yeah, my problem. Pashut. The reader, where's the Tosis? Tosis seems to be saying maybe a little bit different word. Again, my problem is the word know me at a mukhzik. Is it because you know me at a mukhzik because you don't say Marakama? The way they're learning, you don't say Chazaka of Meikara by Seka Dedina, right? So, Marakama is a, we'll call it Chazak de Meikar. What's the Benot Smiyan HaMukhzik have to do with it? Happens to be that to say Marakama is Benot Smiyan HaMukhzik. But why is Tosis stressing that as part of the reason that given that it's a Sega de Dina, we're not going to say Marakama to be Benot Smiyan HaMukhzik. What does that do with it? We don't say Marakama. That's the rule. That's what they're saying. And even that is not Tosis himself. It's only a Dochik in the Rashbam. But all right, but Tosis said it. But what's Benot Smiyan HaMukhzik? So what would that suggest? Go back to how you are Pashut Pshat and Tosis. What would Tosis mean? If it's a Sfeika Dedina, as opposed to a suffix of trade Kamad Lesnu Dami, then the Mukhzuk can keep it. Because who does he still have on his side? What weight still does he have to support his holding on to it? He has the Shita that holds that he's right. In other words, think of the din over here, Rabbah versus Rabbi Yosef. So we don't know who the halacha is like. They're not disappearing. Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef are here as equal measure, weight, maybe Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef. The muchzik is holding on to it. We want to take it away from the muchzik to give it to the marakama. But since it's a suffix that we have both shitas in front of us, and they're not canceling each other out like in case of Trey or Trey, it's not reduced to a suffix in Mitzias. It's Rabbah versus Rabbi Yosef, and the muchzik has on his side a shita that has not disappeared, that's still here in front of us, and that's shitas Rabbah. So we can't use marakama by Sfeika Dedina to take it from the muchzik if we have a Sfeika Dedina. Again, we're using the idea of Sfeika Dedina being distinct from Safik Abashatiyot. That's clear, Tosa's distinction, but what do you do with the distinction? Does Tosis mean, therefore, because it's Vigadita, we don't found Marakama? That's what the Achronim are learning. We don't found Marakama, it's Chazak de Meikara, we can't speak to a situation where it's a Suffolk and Din with Marakama, with Chazak de Meikara. That's Dir Yisod. But the lesson of Tosis, been noted to me, Muxik sounds like a different idea. That because we have a Sfega de Dina, therefore, the Shita that still stands in front of us, that there is a possibility that we recognize exists, that Rab Halacha Karaba. Therefore, we won't be able to go and pull it away from the person who's toughest in the karka to give it to the Marakama in the face of the fact that there is a Shita of Rabba that is here supporting this person holding on to the karka. That's what Tosis means. It's not a rule per se that Cheskes Marakama cannot work by Sfeika Dedina. It's that when you have a Sfeika Dedina, which is Kiman de Isnu, you could call it. It's not canceled. You have both shitas in front of you. Therefore, the person who's holding on to the karka can keep the karka because there's Rabba on his side. So it's not a word about Cheskes Marakama being a chazaka that can't speak to Sfeika Dedina. It's specifically about being noticed me on a muhsik. So that would lend to a different way of being tosis. Okay, so we need to first of all just try to give a more detailed background for the Trey of Trey. But a Pasha, at least we came away better with Pasha how to read the Tosis, and then, of course, the next part of Tosis. What is Tosis doing with the Re, and how does that relate back to the previous Tosis and Bigul Hotzi? That's going to be the next frontier, even before the very end of Tosis. Just the next couple of lines to read carefully what the Re is saying in his Pshat, the Loka Rashbam. The Rashbam himself, in truth, we could say other things separate from what Tosis is saying. That's a little bit more to try to finish in this Tosis.